grab a beverage, settle in. When you're ready, we'll begin. Joe and Pat and Michael, too, are gonna talk comic books with you.
Welcome to the Casual Comics Cast, where a couple of comic rookies, Michael and Pat, try to comprehend the world of comic books and comic-related pop culture with the help of Joe, who's just a casual comics guy.
Or $2.99 if you want to watch it in high def.
Yeah, like Michael. She's got to be fancy. You watch everything in high def all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bougie bitch over here.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording now. Oh, so welcome back to the Casual Comics Cast, everybody. We got Michael and Pat on the line here for today. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Good.
Pretty good.
So as you could tell if you were listening at all for the last couple seconds, we're talking about Teen Titans today. It's a Teen Titan show. It should be interesting because we're recording more like at 8 o'clock at night. Usually we record in the afternoon before we've had so many beers, or at least before I've had so many beers.
I didn't have any beers today, but I am drinking iced wine.
So. Yeah, that's your... about her iced wine, and I was wondering if it was out of necessity or preference, and she was like, well, the wine was warm, so ice cubes.
What kind of wine is it, Michael? What are you drinking there?
It's Chardonnay.
From a box?
No, it's from a bottle. I'm really up in my game.
Classy.
Yep, you got it.
What do you got there in your can, Pat?
I've got a white ale from Rock Mill Brewery here in just outside Columbus, Ohio, and it's pretty delicious. This is the second six pack I bought.
Wow, nice! And what kind of? It's a white ale. Can you describe it? Any notes of hops?
The notes? Or? The notes are strong and beautiful. No, I don't know. Well, it says brewed with coriander and orange peel, which I never could have told
you. Oh my gosh,
coriander?
Did you pick this on purpose?
Pat, you tied it right into the theme of today's show, coriander.
Brilliant.
Wow, whatever you're describing is going over my head, so I don't know if I was following.
He must have been drinking it when he did his assignment of watching the show also.
Yes. So we'll dive right in. So we had an assignment this week because I was like, you know what, let's just have a little bit of theme. Doom Patrol went pretty well, so let's pick another DC TV series. So DC is doing these TV series on their streaming service, like Titans, like Swamp Thing, like Doom Patrol that we watched last week. And I was like, well, if we're going to watch that, then we should definitely go back to this in time and read a Teen Titans comic book. And then let's explore a little different aspect of the Teen Titans, which is Teen Titans Go, one of my kids' favorite shows. So... Let's chat about the Titans. Now, Pat, Michael, you read and watched everything, right?
I did all my homework. Yes,
you're like that straight A student.
I'm Pat, an overachiever.
Pat, what did you get to?
You know, you're gonna be impressed. Actually, you're gonna be surprised based on the fact that I didn't get the coriander reference. I did all of my homework, I think.
Oh, nice. All right. Well,
I did the comic. The kids show and the gritty take
on the Titans. So I just thought it'd be interesting because you guys aren't as familiar with comics to say how they're represented in different media, because like these characters, like you guys sometimes ask me like, oh, tell me about this character, and wow, telling you about Beast Boy based on these three different things it means some very different things. Let's start with the comic book, though, because that's where we started. We started with the New Teen Titans First Collector's Item Issue. Let's see. Written by Marv Wolfman, who's a classic DC Comics writer, and George Perez, co-creators and penciler. And it's a reintroduction to the a Teen Titans team that is just coming together for the first time. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I got out of it.
Well, totally. That's the intro. Now it's to you guys to talk about your feelings and your thoughts. And
so I was a little confused of why they were even getting together. Like, none of these people even knew each other. There was like this mystical woman that I guess was
Raven.
Raven was kind of like, hey guys, you guys got to get together. You got to do this thing. And everyone's like, all right.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. So this is being the new Teen Titans number one. They expected people who were DC Comics readers to be like, all right, I'm going to check out this new Teen Titans number one, and I'll dive right in. And I think most people know Robin. And let me preface this by saying that some of our listeners, aka Ryan, will probably be very upset by some of the content in today's show.
I did, yeah.
Because Robin is kind of Ryan's boyfriend, right?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, he thinks that Robin has the nicest buns in the comic book universe, but I don't think that it's not his all-time favorite character. I do know that.
Nobody thinks he's the hottest character. And Robin's kind of at the center of the story, right? It was hard for me to track even a little bit at the beginning. It starts with Starfire, Coriander, Princess Coriander.
Her name is Coriander.
Pat? Oh, like my beer. Got it.
There you go. Except it's like K apostrophe O R I A Coriander.
I must have been pronouncing it differently.
Or maybe you were drinking it.
Nerds.
And she's on a starfighter, right? She escapes. And then it cut to Dick Grayson, who most people should know is Robin, like having a sweaty nightmare.
Yeah, he's like all on the bed sheets. Okay, but let me just have a moment where I talk about how none of these characters look like they're teenagers. They all look very mature physically.
One of them said he was in college.
Yeah. So, and maybe
can't
he was
you be a
freshman.
Teenager
I guess
in college?
You can still be a teenager in college.
Which one's in college? Oh, Cyborg, right?
No, he's not track Cyborg.
Team. He wished he was on the track team.
I think it's Walt. Who is it? I don't know. Oh, Wyatt Wingfoot? Who is he? He's got blonde hair.
Yeah, I don't know that he was part of the crew. I think he was one of the guy's buddies.
No, he's the Flash guy. Flashman.
Flashman?
What?
Funky Flashman?
Little Flash.
Little Flash.
Isn't it?
Kid Flash?
What was that, Pat?
Kid Flash?
Yeah, see, Pat's
Kid
got it.
Flash.
Yes. The Teen Titans, the original Teen Titans, started out as sidekicks of other superheroes. So it's like Aqualad, Robin, Kid Flash. This Wonder Girl seems like she was, at some point, Wonder Woman's sidekick.
Yep. But, so, the one character I can't figure out whose sidekick it would have been. Well, I guess not all of them. I can't figure out a lot of them. But the Beast Boy?
Yeah. The Beast Boy wasn't really sidekick.
Okay. He's just a rando.
Well, he's part of the new Teen Titans, not the original Teen Titans.
Right, but you said they were all sidekicks. You're saying he is the exception to that rule.
The original Teen Titans. This is the new Teen Titans.
Okay.
There's the original Teen Titans, then the new Teen Titans, then the new Teen Titans. These teams change up all the time. So they started as like the League of Sidekicks, and then they evolved. They kept bringing on new people. There's only so many sidekicks. Speedy's not here, right, from Green Arrow.
Nope.
Oh, I miss Speedy. Yeah.
He's on crack
now. No cracked out Speedy. He's in rehab.
So out of all these Teen Titans characters, you've got, let's see, Wonder Girl, Cyborg, Raven, Kid Flash, Robin, Beast Boy, Starfire. There's a lot of them to pack into 25 pages.
So I didn't actually know her name was Starfire. I actually only thought her name was Coriander.
Coriander.
Okay.
So, Starfire in the comic books is how I know her. She becomes like, she's always like Robin's love interest. As you can tell by looking at the way they draw her, she would obviously be Robin's love interest.
Somebody's love interest? Why does it have to be Robin's?
Yeah.
Well, she's actually a lot of people's love interest in the comic books. But Robin's obsessed with her.
So, Robin is kind of, it seemed like he had a lead role in all of the different homework assignments, right?
Right.
Kind of the group, the squad leader. Like, yeah, there's, I mean, all of these kind of had different types of missions and group dynamics and other worlds that they started on. But in all of them, Robin was like kind of the squad leader. Is that how it is?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the original. He put the Teen Titans together because he was tired of being Batman's sidekick. Sometimes in a dark and gritty way, sometimes in a more light and humorous way.
I don't know what you mean. I thought things were always PG-13 on that front.
I didn't know Dick Grayson was Robin. That name was, I was not like, oh, that's Robin. Because actually, I was watching with Becky, my wife, and he enters that first scene. And I'm talking about The show.
Let's get into the show too.
And he kind of jumps from a building, very Batman-esque, like lands on top of a car, and he's got kind of like that dark Batman style outfit. And they mentioned he was from Gotham earlier, and he had Star just like Batman, and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of like Batman. And no point. It didn't cross my mind.
Did not put it together.
Maybe that's Robin.
But instead of Batarangs, they're Robinarangs, because they're razor sharp R's that he's throwing at people.
And he washes the blood of his enemies off them in the sink.
Well, I will say the coolest character in the comic book version of the Teen Titans is definitely Cyborg. Cyborg's outfit is so fabulous. Do you remember seeing this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this interesting drag suit that's like,
but he's also got like
these straps on it. He looks like a dominatrix. It's fantastic.
He looks like he's wearing like a one-piece bathing suit and then Forrest Gump's leg gear.
Yeah.
It worked, though. I mean, look how fast Forrest became. But the thing that's kind of weird about that is his dad gave him that outfit.
Yeah.
That's right.
People don't talk about that.
Because dad almost blew him up by accident. So he's like, son, you be you. I got nothing more that I can coach you on here.
Well, and he's just sad because he can't be like a normal kid and play sports. Right. He's too good.
So it is. It's a little hard to like dissect having consumed so much Teen Titans in 1 week and like not cross over into the other things. So we did also watch the TV show Titans, right? Having read the comic book and then watched Titans, what did you think of the TV show?
I don't know. I think the Titans show, they spent a lot of time focused on the, what is her name? Star what?
Rachel?
Raven?
No. They spent a lot of time on her, and they spent a lot of time on Robin, and then they spent a lot of time on Coriander.
Coriander's?
Yes.
Wasn't her name Rachel?
No, Rachel was Raven.
Girl with the purple hair. Michael's thinking they spent a lot of time on somebody that was in the show for 10 minutes.
She was not in the show for 10 minutes. She was in the show for a really long time. And I'm picking up that her hair is like a big point of contention. Like she has this big pink hair. And it was a focus in the kids show version of it too. I think her hair is supposed to be one of her like main features.
Like a weaponized hair?
I mean, I don't know what her hair does yet, but I feel like it was just a main focal point.
In the comics, I don't know a ton about Teen Titans, except I've read some interesting issues of the Teen Titans, and now having watched Titan, the TV series, I think her main power is she does have very interesting hair, she can fly, she can blast cosmic bolts at people, and she's really stacked. I mean, they make that evident
like
everywhere.
She's got good, great boobs. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, bingo.
Okay. I was like, I think that's what that means.
Well, it seems to be one of her powers, right? Because in the in the show, she's obviously won the love of another powerful man, right? And that guy was like, do you love me? And she was kind of savvy enough to, even though she couldn't remember, which let's talk about that after this, like she kind of knew enough context that she was picking up from the conversation, even though she totally blacked out all her memory, it seemed like, to know that the answer to that question was no.
Yeah, well, I thought she was a prostitute. The way they open the scene up with her in the show, she gets out of the car and she's wearing these like thigh-high velour purple boots, and she's in a car that's been all shot up, and I thought because she was dressed so sexy that maybe she was a hooker, but she goes back to that hotel and they're like, she's like, what room is my room? And she's lost her memory and she's got that key. And they're like, what do you mean? You got the whole top floor. So she's obviously a somebody, but it takes a minute to get there when you're watching the show.
So you had read the comic before you watched the TV show. Was it So I want to talk a little bit about the way the TV show is structured for people who haven't seen it. I actually, did you guys like the TV show Titans?
I liked it. If it were, here's the thing that really chapped my ass was that it was $1.99 an episode for standard definition and $2.99 for the extra pixels.
Yeah, this is the second week in a row you've tasked us with reading something that costs or watching something that costs us extra monies.
Well, but it was worth it. Like, come on. You bought the whole season of Doom Patrol.
Well, Brendan Fraser was in Doom Patrol.
Well, so. Tight abs dude is Dick Grayson in the Titans TV show.
Yeah, that was legit. I felt really uncomfortable for a minute because I was like, how old is that person? I'm pretty old now, so I thought he's probably at least in his early 20s. It's fine.
Well, he's not a teen anymore. So
this is why it's confusing. They keep calling them Teen Titans. These are not teenagers. They don't call them Teen Titans.
Joe's been calling them Teen Titans. The show is called Titans. It's a gritty look at them a little bit older.
But Raven's a teen in this one, though, still.
Yes, they've all re-aged them in different ways. So for people who, I think the TV show is pretty accessible.
He's not a teenage detective, right? They showed Dick Grayson. He's like an experienced cop. He's not like a 16-year-old cop.
He doesn't look like he could be that experienced, though. He still looks really young.
Yeah, I'm getting too old for this shit.
he's like the Doogie Howser of the police department.
Exactly.
No, I think that so they've changed things up a little bit. When you get into the TV show, so let's go into the TV show Titans, because again, I actually thought I was going to really hate it, but despite all of my misgivings, I like the show because they do some interesting things with the story. They start Dick Grayson is now a cop. He's a little jaded. And they keep talking about his ex-partner. Ugh, I could tell you had a bad fallout with your last partner. And the whole jokey behind the scenes is his last partner is Batman.
Batman, yeah.
And in this one, Raven is a teenage girl who is possessed by some demonic power that she doesn't know what it is. And she's just learning about her powers for the first time. And Starfire has lost her memory. She doesn't even know her name is Corey Anders until she looks at her passport. So it's like, she doesn't remember anything about herself. And so it's an interesting entree because as these characters are kind of learning about themselves, you learn about it along with them.
Yeah, so we didn't get to a couple characters, right? Because Cyborg didn't make an appearance, right?
Yeah, and the Beast guy didn't either.
Beast Boy was at the very end.
Was he? Yep. Oh, yeah, he was a tiger?
Yeah.
He
was a tiger.
What was he doing, stealing video games?
Yeah.
Like, that's when you do that? Like, you have this power, you steal video games? You have to steal a video game. Why would your form be a tiger? Like,
seems like you could pick something a little bit less noticeable.
You don't even have thumbs. Like, the human species is the best at stealing, right? Like, why...
I actually think that maybe I would choose to be a monkey of sorts if I was going to steal. They're pretty agile, and they've got all the right digits to do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, mm-hmm. So if you had Beast Boy's powers, Michael, you're saying monkey.
Maybe chimpanzee, monkey, something of that nature.
Stay human, like or silverback gorilla, and just fuck the door open.
He seems like he turns into a pig a lot.
Not in this show.
Not in this show. We only watched one episode of the show. I hope he turns into a pig.
I hope he turns into an octopus. I hope he turns into a platypus. What would be the worst animal to turn into? Like a sea slug?
I don't know. Anything that licks its own butt. Anything that licks its own butt's a terrible choice.
So if he turns into a dog, does all of a sudden he get this instinct to lick his butt? Or
I bet he does.
Or I guess a cat? Like what? He still has human brain, right?
Yeah, but if you go to the bathroom, you can't wipe your butt if you're a dog, so gotta do something.
Here's what we need to find out. Does Beast Boy go to the bathroom in animal form, or does he wait till he's a human? Because the odd thing to me was, in the Titans TV show, he's got to take his clothes off to turn into an animal.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, because he's the tiger. And he comes out into the woods, and he turns back into a dude, and he's naked, and then he picks up his clothes and starts putting them on.
That's just smart.
Yeah, then the point though is like you should turn into an animal that has the same happens to have the same size clothes as you.
Or like the Hulk, just like a gorilla, so you bust out your clothes a little bit.
Yeah. Wear stretchy pants.
Like extreme elastic, yes.
What else do you guys think about the TV show? What intrigued you?
I thought the story was really kind of neat. So like Rachel, I thought her character was kind of cool. Because in the beginning, it's like, okay, she obviously has this demon inside her. But as the first episode went along, I was like, is this really like a demon? Because the advice that demon's giving sounds like it's pretty helpful.
Right. Like she's getting ready to be taken and jumped in an alley by bad guys. And like, the demon's like, turn around, look, there's danger behind you.
It's like her spidey sense, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but for demon sense.
I'm surprised this one didn't scare you, Joe, because you're afraid of demons, aren't you?
I'm only afraid of possessions. Demonic possession.
Demonic possession.
Yes.
Feels like the same thing.
No, because this is a helpful demon.
You'd be okay. So you like helpful demons are your thing, but okay. All right. Yeah, I thought this was cool. I thought they did a good job of introducing a couple of main characters and teasing out that you want to keep watching. So that was the only thing I was disappointed in, same as Pat, was just that it was going to be an expensive new hobby to take up if I wanted to continue watching.
I'm pretty interested, though, because here's what I left the show with that I have been thinking about.
He's got this, like, far-off look in his eyes. I can't wait to hear what you're about to say. It's going to be very insightful.
Rachel has to figure out if she's going to control the demon or if the demon is going to control her.
Is this true?
Right? Because it seems like in a life or death situation, the demon came out and protected her.
It's like Jesus take the wheel, but the demon takes the wheel. I would let the demon take the wheel yes. too, man. If I needed to like throw down, demon, take over.
It's like demon the Hulk. Right?
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's just like the Hulk, right? Because it's like this thing that's kind of scary. You can't control it. You don't really know how it works. And geez, if you use it the wrong way, like you could probably kill people. And for whatever reason, this thing like manifests itself through like magic vomit, I guess, is the first version that we see kill someone.
I don't remember the magic vomit part.
How long ago did you watch this, Michael?
What?
How long ago did you watch this? 2 years ago?
No.
Just happened.
I just feel like a lot has happened. I watched it 2 days ago, and I feel like a lot's happened.
So there was one scene where a guy dies, and the way he dies is a demon goes in his mouth, and then he throws up all his guts. You don't remember that?
Yeah. When the police officer that tried to kidnap her.
No, the police officer gets beat up by Robin, and the guy who actually kidnapped her and was trying to cut her heart out. That guy? Remember that part of the show?
I remember somebody barfing up guts all over themselves, but I must have blocked that out. Too much iced wine. I only have so much room in my brain for these kind of things.
But I'm guessing they don't have that scene in the kids' show.
No.
There was a barf scene in the kids' show, but it was not gruesome in that way.
Right. Yeah, so like I said, I kind of expected to hate Titans. Because it like when the trailer, it seemed like they're just trying too hard. It was like F Batman, everything sucks. Now I'm Robin,
but it did have that same thematic as with Doom Patrol, where there were some things that were funny, but they did go straight into like using curse words, and it was definitely not intended to be for like young people.
I hated Batman so much I had to move.
And he had to move to Detroit. Man, how bad must his life have been?
Of all places.
This sucks.
He just moves to Detroit. But man, it's pretty grisly when he beats up that like guy who's abusing his, like he's like on the police department and he's just taking like, vigilante justice.
He was like stomping his head into the curb. That was intense.
Yeah, he's kind of psycho. And he's like, he's like, I didn't want to become Batman. It's like, well, dude, you're more violent than Batman, it seems.
Yeah. You need therapy, dude.
But yeah,
Batman-esque tools and tricks, right? Like he had like little things that could shoot out and ropes and that kind of stuff. But he's not rich, right?
No, Batman like gave him everything. He's got like an expense account.
Well, then so he's rich still.
Maybe Batman's paying a little hush money.
Yeah, it's like his sugar daddy.
I did like in the comic book, though, where like Robin's like, I'm going to go start a new super team. And Bruce Wayne's just sitting there with an ascot in his robe on, smoking a pipe, going, Dick, you need anything? He's like, no, I'm good, Batman.
He's like, get away from me.
Whatever, Batman.
Get out of it. Okay, Boomer.
Did you really?
That I think that dynamic was funny. And then we watched, because like I said, I was like, what could be the opposite of Titans, the TV show? And we're like, let's watch Teen Titans Go. Had any of you ever heard of that show before?
I feel like I'd seen it, maybe. Like, in name only, but no.
I knew about it only because when I tried to search for this show, you were like, all right, here's your homework assignments. I plug it into my Fire Stick. I'm like, I hit the search function and I type Titans. And like, this little cartoon comes up and I was like, all right, this definitely isn't it. And then... And then I looked back at your email on the agenda for this week, and I was like, oh, this is it?
Like, surprise!
So, impressions of Teen Titans Go?
I felt like it was some mix of Powderpuff Girls and Ren and Stimpy, the illustration of it. And I thought it was cute. I actually laughed out loud a couple of times, and I would never, ever, ever have clicked on this if it had not been on my... list of things to do.
I say yummy, you say
pie.
I say yummy, you say
pie. I liked the singing a lot. I thought the intro was cute, and the song about the pie I thought was really cute. It was adorable. It was an adorable show.
Thoughts, Pat?
So I kind of half watched it while my son also half watched it. He's two. He was interested for a little while, and then he started, you know, picking his nose and running around it. I watched out of the corner of my eye. But the one thing that I did take away from it that made me want to go back and watch more Titans was that Beast Boy seems like a pretty dynamic cartoon character in that show, because there was this scene where he was doing something, he was some animal, and he like fell off a ledge. And on the way down, he turned into a cat and then landed gracefully. And I was like, oh, this is interesting, because he kind of can get the best of all these worlds with these different animals if he uses them at the right time. And then later on, when he had to fight some big guy, he turned into like a big giant gorilla ape and fought him. And I was like, oh, this guy might be kind of interesting, because in the beginning, you know, he's still in video games as a tiger on the TV show. It kind of gave me hope that character would be kind of cool.
Well, the first time when the big guy tries to smash him, he turns into a mouse, which protects him from the guy's got a huge giant fist. Yeah, he just sort of changes to whatever. Like, guy's throwing pies at him, he turns into a hippo and barfs the pies back at the guy.
Yeah, he's the funniest one on the show, for sure.
It's kind of interesting to me, because I had never like tried to watch them back-to-back or read them in this order. But there's things, they're very different. Like, one's a comic book from the 80s, and one is a new dark and gritty series. And one, Teen Titans Go, is obviously aimed for kids, you know, starting ages 6 or 7 years old. And probably you age out of it by the time you're 14 or 16, probably younger. But there's some common characteristics. Like, Robin is always like, he's always in everyone, he's got like some inferiority complex. He's always been Batman's sidekick. And so now he's like overcompensating in a lot of ways all the time. And Beast Boy is just this goofy, didn't matter which one. It doesn't matter whether he's turning into a tiger to steal video games or whether he's like turning into a dude and the lady's holding him. He's like, hey, lady, call me Changeling. Or if he's like Beast Boy burping in somebody's face. He's like, there's these common characteristics that carry through all the different media. That I find interesting that you can pick up a character or a team of characters that's old and keep changing it slightly for different audiences.
I feel like that's the hardest thing to figure out, right? Is like the dynamic of all the different people and how they interact and who does what on the team. But once you kind of figure that out and you get the magic recipe, you can kind of repurpose however you want. Like one of these stories that we jumped into with the comic reboot, I guess, it took place in outer space. And this one that we watched on TV takes place in Detroit with like a girl in high school. It's all the same characters, just totally different setting.
Kind of makes sense to me, though, that we're thinking of Robin, of just being the guy who's always got something to prove. I mean, if you grew up from the age of, what is he in the TV series, call it 10, 12, when his parents die, and like Batman raises him, and Batman's like the baddest mother in all of Gotham, you're always like, you just always feel like I could never live up to it. And then you got to strike out on your own and make something of yourself and show that, you know, you're not that, you know, you're good too in some way. Kind of cool.
So I there was one thing about the show that
which one?
That was kind of an intense scene was the scene for the Titan show where this guy, you don't know who he is, obviously breaks into Rachel's house and holds the mother at gunpoint and then boom, shoots her in the head.
Yeah, that was very, very graphic.
Yeah. And so, what was that about?
I don't know, but also, she was sort of traumatized by that, but not the way I would think you would be traumatized by witnessing something like that, or by uncovering that lady, right before she dies, tells you, actually, I'm not your mom. Like, she's not a small child, she's a teenager, so to have someone who you thought was your parent your whole life suddenly say that and then die, I'd be a basket case.
Well, she also knows from the beginning she's got a demon in her because she's got like.
So you're saying that these are not as big of this is not as big of a deal because she's been living with a demon.
Well, in the very beginning, she tells her mom, "Lock me in," makes her lock her into her room. Something bad could happen. But the guy who came in and shot her, I think, is the same guy who kidnaps her then at the end to try and kill her.
Do you know who that guy is, though, Joe?
No.
You're going to make us pay $2.99 to watch this in high definition on Amazon? No, because
he's dead. He's like, he's not. He's dead now.
Well, he obviously knew about her because
he works for somebody.
He knew there was a demon. He had this whole process down that he had obviously planned around cutting her heart out and burning it. He wasn't winging it, you know.
He had the whole ritual.
And so the ritual makes me think that this is something that he's been thinking of, that guy has been thinking about for a long time, because rituals, you don't just like make them up, right? You know?
Well, right. Yeah. So here's my question about the Teen Titans. If all of these characters are like the little sidekicks of main superheroes, Wonder Woman and the Flash, etc., do their villains have sidekicks also that are the counterpart villains to the Teen Titans, or do they get new villains?
I think they mostly have new villains. You know, the only sidekick I can think of for villains is
something Harley like a Quinn. Baby Joker.
Harley Quinn for the Joker.
She's the baby Joker?
Well, no. There's not Joker too? Babies. There's not Riddler Jr.
I thought that there was a son of Joker in one of the comics we read.
There's a million Jokers. They're everywhere. Okay. They make me nuts. Too many Jokers.
Well, I think it's good that if their villains are not sidekicks of the original villains, only because this grows pretty stale pretty quickly if you have just, like, you know, the junior version of all the characters you already know. Like, there's not a lot of ingenuity there.
So, I just don't want to misstate it. I'm looking it up. Because I know from the Teen Titans Go TV show that her father is a demon. So her actual, yes, she's actually a demon. She's a daughter of a demon father, Trigon, and a human mother. So that's why this cult's probably after her, is like, she's the gateway from hell to earth, and we gotta take her out.
They taught you that on the kids' TV show?
Well, I mean, her demon father appears. There's a really funny episode where, like, he's trying to win her back, like being a normal dad.
What does he do to try to win her back?
I don't remember. I didn't memorize the shows. I was watching with my kids when they were that age. But he comes back and he tries to be nice and he winds up cursing everything. But He wants her to come back and be evil with him. That's the whole plot of Raven. I mean, she's supposed to be a demon spawn, and then she decides to be good.
That's Raven.
Starfire comes to Earth and gets naked with dudes, and that's her thing.
Nice.
We didn't see any of that.
Well, that is one comic that I do remember one of my friends showing me as a teenager. She talks about she doesn't know about Earth customs like wearing clothes when you're swimming.
Well.
That's the Titans. What do you
say? Where does Titans fit into the broader like DC universe? Does it matter, or is it like a little sideshow?
It's kind of that. Like Superman has Metropolis covered, and Metropolis is basically New York. Batman's got Gotham covered. Gotham's basically Chicago. And the Titans are like, just go to Detroit or somewhere. Just you go have adventures out there. What's his name from The Boys in Sandusky. You just go out there and
stop. Sandusky's a great place for superheroes.
Did you watch The Boys, Pat? You didn't watch that, right? Yeah.
Don't watch it with Becky and Connor.
Don't watch Doom Patrol with them either. No. I was a bit surprised with Titans. I thought maybe there'd be a little more nudity based on having watched Doom Patrol.
Well, we only watched the first episode, so there's time. And also, I'm saying episode properly because we watched shows this time and not
shows. The first time you've gotten that right.
That's because you say episodes
from time to time.
About everything. Even a blind squirrel gets a nut now and again.
Oh, rude.
What else is going on with you guys? Comic book world. Laughing Ogre's open again. Hooray. Retail is open in Ohio again.
Have you gone yet?
I have not gone yet, but I plan to go down there and buy several things and stick up some flyers about our podcast so more people will listen.
Cool.
We're in the hundreds of listeners now, Pat. We're not even in the dozens anymore. We're in the hundreds.
We're big time, man.
There are dozens of us.
Tiny but mighty.
Oh, that's awesome. Hundreds.
Have you even been listening to the shows you're not on, Pat? You can be honest.
You should. You get some good tips.
I never listen to the shows I'm on.
Why not?
Why not? Because,
you lived it, right?
I push it. Yeah, I lived it. I was there. I pushed it out into the world and let the people see it.
You pushed it out in the world? Are you crowning now?
I was going to say, you're obviously preparing for childbirth. You got all the right words.
Why would you listen to it?
I listen to it because I want to know what I'm saying that's annoying and not do that again. But I don't think I'm doing a very good job.
When are you gonna figure it out?
Oh, you're the worst.
Do you need a highlight reel?
A low light reel?
I'm not even friends with either of you freaks.
Well, we ran out of comic book stuff to talk. Now it's just time to BS and burn each other, I guess.
I guess.
What else do you want to... So having experienced everything we've experienced, what do you guys think we should be exploring in the future? Do you like these DC shows? Because Swamp Thing is also available.
I like Swamp Thing.
Do you know Swamp Thing, Pat?
I don't know much about Swamp Thing, but I like the idea of more of these types of shows. I like Titans. I think I'm going to watch at least a couple more episodes. I don't want to buy the whole season because I think it was $25, but I'm going to keep letting it ride.
I watched some of Arrow. I was mixed on Arrow. What if we check out, because this is Jeff's favorite, Flash is available free on Netflix, and there's like 6 seasons of it.
I've watched some of that. It's good. We could definitely
do 6 seasons of Flash? Wow.
Or we could do Supergirl. Supergirl?
Is she exactly like Superman with Supergirl? Boobs?
What's that?
We said the same thing, just differently.
She's also from the planet Krypton. Like, it becomes obvious in Superman comics they keep talking about him being the last son of Krypton. Like, he's the only sole survivor. But the more years Superman comics went on, it's like half of the planet survived, apparently. I don't know. New Kryptonians keep popping up everywhere. So she's his cousin, who was also sent to Earth on a rocket ship, but her rocket ship went off course, so she landed many, many years after he did, so that she's now somehow younger than he. Even though until they left, she was older. She's now younger than him, I think. But she has all the same powers as Superman.
I've always found Superman to be boring.
I didn't when I was a kid. I thought I loved all the Christopher Reeves movies. Like, I thought Superman was really cool, but the idea that she has all his same powers seems like it might be a little flat for me.
She also
we should give it a shot at some point.
She works in an office.
What kind of office?
A TV newsroom, and she's
fascinating.
She's basically the assistant to the lady from The Devil Wears Prada. So she's downtrodden in her secret identity. She's super powerful.
That's tough.
That is.
Why does she work?
She's got to make money.
Got to pay the bills somehow.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't send her to Earth with a boatload of money in the back of her space scooter.
Yeah, but couldn't she rob a bank or something?
Oh, yeah. But she's a good guy. That would be off character.
He's like, I'll just earn it the hard way.
Working as an assistant.
Any job. Oh, this job sucks.
Why does Superman work in a newspaper? It does suck. Why would Superman choose to be a writer for a newspaper? Or work on a farm in Kansas? Because that's how he was raised. His parents taught him right. I guess. He learned his lesson from Spider-Man, from when Spider-Man tried to make a quick buck by being a pro wrestler, got his uncle killed.
Damn.
It's karma.
Bonesaw is ready.
Dude, that was the Macho Man. From?
That was Macho Man?
Yeah. Where's he from? Wow. Columbus, Ohio. Oh.
Macho Man's from Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah. Born and raised. Son of C-Bus.
He kicked it, didn't he?
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. He snapped into his final Slim Jim. He's on that big turnbuckle in the sky now.
Well, done. If you're listening, family of Macho Man, rest in peace.
The entire Poffo family. All right, so we'll pick a CW DC show. But we got to get back to Marvel, Michael. You and I, Pat. I think maybe Michael and I need to finish out Secret Wars when you're not around sometime, because you're not going to pick up issues 9, 10, 11, and 12 and figure out what the heck's going on there. You missed a lot.
Tune into that podcast and I'll give you the highlights.
I'll just listen to them all and catch up.
You missed Michael's favorite Claw. Tell him about Claw. You want to fill him in? Why don't you just tell Pat briefly everything that happened and see if it makes sense to him?
How much time do you have? It's 8:45 p.m. Oh, geez.
We've only been recording for 40 minutes. People are going to be disappointed at the brevity of this show.
I did one Marvel. What is this?
What
was this called? Secret podcast? Wars?
Oh, Secret Wars.
Secret Wars, yeah.
No, I know we're on a podcast.
Yeah, but you did
what is this issue called? What is it? And then an you episode.
You did issue, four, and you were lost, right?
It was, my eyes were glazing over. Michael was like rambling about God knows what.
You missed the part where the guy was made of solid sound and they found him and then sliced him up like canned ham and turned him into lasers, lenses, so they could steal Galactus's power.
Nice.
As you know.
You do that once in a while. All right, well, this is a little late in the evening to record. I think we're running out of a little steam here, so instead of boring people with more Secret Wars talk, we can bore them with a whole hour of Secret Wars talk, Michael. Next time, how's everybody?
Two thumbs up.
Jeez, everybody's like winding down. So quiet.
It's harder to record at night. There's so many things that have happened after... know.
All right, we'll end the podcast so we can catch up on the things that happened during the day that are apparently depressing us. But thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Michael, for carving out some time to talk about Titans. I'm glad you guys actually enjoyed the show. Exciting. It's something I would recommend watching to people, even though I was super skeptical about it from the beginning. Comic book, so-so. Teen Titans Go, one of my all-time favorites. Definitely watch it because it doesn't take much time. It's a short show, and it's full of fart jokes, which I always appreciate.
I laughed out loud. It was fun. Oh, thanks for that. Who needs sound effects when you've got that?
All right. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, you made a good clink with your microphone this time.
Finally.
And cheers, everyone. If you've got a comic you'd like to hear us talk about, please let us know on Twitter, at Casual Comics Guy, at our blog, casualcomicsguy.com, or on our Facebook page, Casual Comics Cast. So until next time, stay safe and stay frosty, people.